On Wednesday's The Workplace, today the pitfalls workers face when their companies merge. AT&T's announcement that it plans to buy Bell South was quickly followed by word that it would lay off as many as 10,000 workers if the deal is approved. That kind of cost-cutting is the normal pattern when two giant companies combine.
That's why it's so important for you to be focused on your own career, to have a contingency plan. Your responsibility to stay employed is your job.
Bob Rosner is a workplace columnist and author of the book Gray Matters, The Workplace Survival Guide. He gave us some Darwinian advice for surviving when your company eats up another or gets eaten.
If you look up and you see a really weak boss in your area, you are definitely at risk. So what you need to do is you need to find ways to connect with the people who you think will land on their feet at the end of a merger. Try to find ways with committees, try to find friends and buddies who could potentially pull you in. But get as close as you can to the most powerful, creative, and resourceful people in the organization.
In the end, some workers will have no control over who stays and who goes. And if your job is about to disappear, your next job is to make sure you walk away with more than a pink slip. Bob Rosner says if you're lucky enough to get offered a buyout, do some research to make sure what you're selling.
Find people who've taken packages in the past. Talk to them about where the company was flexible. Oftentimes, companies will be more flexible on non-monetary issues than on cash payouts. For example, they'll give you access to an office. They'll give you outplacement consulting, things that they don't have to lay out direct cash for, but that they might have internal resources that they can use.
A decade ago, it was common for large companies to be generous when they let people go. They'd give severance pay of a year or more. Some longtime workers got early pensions. Today, our columnist says it is often up to you to look after your own interests.